Good evening, everyone. It's Tuesday evening, and it's the 20th of April 2021, and this is just some things that have been on my mind I wanted to share with our audience. We're living in some very, very perilous times. We were told by Christ himself that in the last days, perilous times would come. There would be wars and rumors of wars, that men would be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. We were also told that when you begin to see all these things, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. I believe that we're living in the last of the last days. We're told that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. The Son of Man comes back. And I believe that every word of God's word is true. And he says that many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. And let them which be in the Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, unto them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your light be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For men then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to that this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Though if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Well, this is where we're standing right now in the reality of the times that we're living in. Let us look up, for our redemption is drawing near. May the good Lord be with you this evening is my prayer. God bless.